Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Richies, as we head into a long Memorial Day weekend, we wanted to take a slight departure from what we usually do here at Rich and Daily and pay tribute to a few courageous celebs who are making a difference by opening up.
Yes. So, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to single out three A-listers who aren't afraid of getting upfront and honest about their own mental health struggles.
Yeah. I mean, anytime someone's willing to help break down the stigma that usually surrounds these kinds of conversations, you and I are always here for it. We love it.
Yes. Forever and always.
Yes. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Friday, May 26th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
So, unfortunately, struggling with mental health is still a taboo topic. We're getting better about it, but it's still one of those things. But in a business where image and brand are everything, there are some celebs out there who are trying to break down the stigma by sharing their own struggles, like one of my faves, Kristen Bell.
Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
Always and forever in my heart. Even though Kristen always appears bubbly and upbeat, she's been really vocal and honest about how she really feels behind the scenes. And she did a 2021 interview with CNBC's Make It. And in it, she said that she's been battling intense bouts of anxiety and depression since college.
Yeah.
She said that her depression is a complete and utter sense of isolation and loneliness. And at the height of COVID-19, her anxiety and depression were off the charts, which...
Same.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like that's... so relatable to every other person on the planet.
Yeah, I went to urgent care, which shouldn't surprise you at all. You know, I love a good trip to urgent care just in case. But I was like, oh no, I'm having a heart attack. My heart's failing. It's like, no, you're just really anxious. So
yeah. Well, I mean, it was during COVID that I got on Lexapro. I got prescribed anti-anxiety medication and it's saved my life, not to stand on a platform about it, but like,
right.
I get it. COVID-19, I think, really messed with a lot of us, obviously.
So weird to hear it called COVID-19. I don't know why, but like, I feel like we never say COVID-19 anymore.
It sounds so formal.
It does. SARS-CoV-2.
What do we even call it anymore?
COVID.
Rona? Oh, that's right. COVID. Wow. It is weird saying 19. Now I'm getting all in my head about it. But back to Kristen. She says that when these feelings started to emerge when she was 18, her mom told her that her depression was most likely hereditary. And as Kristen told Self Magazine in 2021, her mom was able to give her some advice on how to deal.
I was like, oh, okay. It sort of armed me with the information about what could happen, and maybe it never will, but if it did, there's access to help. I knew that there were all of these ways, like talking to a friend, finding a therapist, talking to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And just knowing that changed everything for me.
I love that her mom kind of gave her guidance, because it's just, it very much is something that like can just get passed down from generation to generation. And
yeah,
especially older generations, because, you know, like we said, mental health has been taboo for so long.
Yeah.
Still is to a degree now. And it's just like that she was able to have these conversations with her mom as opposed to being like set out in the world and then having to figure out, why am I so down and why am I reacting this way? And it's just like, I'm glad she was able to have this, because I know not everyone does. And it, you know, people deal with anxiety and depression their whole lives and never treat it.
Back then it was like, well, just cheer up.
Yeah.
You
have
know?
You tried being happy? Oh, damn it. Yeah. I forgot.
Think of how bad other people have it. It's like, no, that doesn't work. So Jonah Hill, another one of my faves, God, I love him so much, is another actor who from the outside obviously looks like he's just there to have a good time. But after making a name for himself in my favorite comedy of all time, Superbad. Am I too excited? I'm sorry.
No, you're not excited enough.
Oh, okay. And 21 Jump Street, another one I love. He is getting serious in his new Netflix documentary, Stutz, which was released last year.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, and this is by no means like been backed up by science, but in the comedy community, I feel like the people that tend to be very funny are the ones that are dealing with a lot of stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Like it's our way of just like coping.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in Jonah's documentary, he turns the camera on his therapist of 5 years, Dr. Phil Stutz, who's been helping him manage his 20-year-long battle with anxiety.
Man.
And in the doc, Jonah tells Dr. Stutz that his life has gotten immeasurably better as a result of working with him, which I love a doctor that does that. Because not all doctors do. That's the other side of it, where it's like
finding
a therapist can be a battle in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Because personalities are different. And
they are.
Anxiety and depression are different from person to person. So like finding that person that you really connect with and really helps you isn't easy to do.
I remember when I was like going through a really like depressive bout and I was trying to find a therapist and I was on like government health insurance. Mm. So it's like even harder to find somebody and like just being told no, because like, you know, everyone's at capacity and it's like you're already so vulnerable.
I know.
So it's like if you're out there looking for someone, keep looking. Mm-hmm. Once you find it, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
And then back to Jonah, he says that he hopes if therapy worked for him, maybe it will work for other people. And I know that it's not for everyone, but if you haven't tried it, can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, at least try it.
I was seeing two therapists at once. I love therapy. But yeah, at least try it.
Well, three. You have three because I'm here.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And bless you for taking my health insurance.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So one thing about Jonah is he's recognized that publicity is a huge trigger for his anxiety.
Yeah.
And because of that, he decided against doing a big promotional push for the movie, which I think is just huge. Like creating a boundary.
He's really taken a step back like in the last couple of years for sure. Yeah.
Well, he posted, I can't remember what it was, but there was an Instagram where he was like, please be kind or something. Because there were like pictures going around of him.
Yes. Yep.
And it's just, it's again, it's like, you got to recognize where your triggers are and you've got to create these boundaries. And I can only imagine like studios, you know, they're like, do this, you got to do this. We need this. We need this. And for him to be able to say, no, this is where I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge form of self-care.
Yeah, for sure.
But in place of actually doing a promotional push for the movie, he released a statement. And in the statement, he said, you won't see me out there promoting this film or any of my upcoming films. The whole purpose of making this film is to give therapy and the tools I've learned in therapy to a wide audience for private use through an entertaining film.
We love it.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
So next up, we have the absolute queen, Taraji P. Henson. She's
God, I love her.
I do, too. She's been really open about her own mental health and how she's contemplated taking her own life in the past, which is really a really hard thing to be open about.
Hugely.
And be very vulnerable about.
Yeah.
And now she's taken things a step further by giving back to her community in a really big way. Taraji created the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation in 2018, and it's named after her dad, who struggled with his own mental health and didn't have the resources to handle it.
Yeah. Last month, Taraji appeared on the Today Show and explained what it was that inspired her to start the foundation.
It got started out of my own necessity and searching for therapy for myself and my son, and looking for someone culturally competent was a
a task.
Challenge.
Yeah, it was quite a challenge. And, you know, I'm privileged. I can afford $350 a pop. But what about the community that can't? Mm-hmm. And just the stigma that's surrounded around mental illness in the Black and brown community. And I just felt inclined to do something about it.
I absolutely love that she, you know, calls out that she's privileged and can afford that price tag, because therapy mm-hmm. can be really expensive. And like I said, like when it comes to therapy where, you know, it's government subsidized, that can be really hard to get a spot because people are using the resource and there's just not enough out there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she's like working to get around that.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely more people who can't afford it
than
people who can in this country.
Oh,
and that's really sad. And I'm glad she's doing something about it.
Yeah. And her foundation now is teaming up with Kate Spade New York for their newly launched She Care Wellness Pods. Hmm. And the program's goal is to reach more than 25,000 Black women on the campuses of historically Black colleges and universities and then provide them with free therapy sessions and yoga classes in the pods, which God, I wish I had this resource when I was in university.
that's amazing. Like, not only the therapy, but free yoga classes? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Taraji.
Well, because that's the thing is, like, mental health, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, traditional, like, therapist and patient. Like, people kind of get in touch with their mental health through yoga, through exercise, through Reese's peanut butter cups.
through eating, laying down in bed, watching Pretty Little Liars, you know? I will say one of my favorite, like, forms of movement for this kind of thing is Tai Chi. And if anybody out there hasn't tried it, try it. It's, like, so relaxing. I love Tai Chi. It's amazing.
Why have we never done Tai Chi together?
I don't know. We really should, though. We should, like, do a weekly, maybe every Thursday before our sleepover, we should do Tai Chi.
This is just like Miley Cyrus and her dance parties.
exactly.
Finally living that dream.
Yep.
So Taraji also told People last month that she chose Kate Spade as their first partner because of their deep commitment to helping women live their fullest lives and because they recognize a vital role that mental health plays in that. And you may remember, Richie's Kate Spade, the fashion designer who started, you know, Kate Spade. She took her own life in 2018. So I just think that it's great that, you know, the legacy that she left is working to combat what gets us to that point.
Yeah, agree.
And then Taraji also said, when it comes to her own resiliency with her mental health, she said, "I fight for my mental health because I want to live. I'm choosing to want to live. I want to live."
Ugh, that's like a really powerful thing to say. Like, So, you know, Arisha, you and I have talked a lot about like our own struggles with anxiety, mental health. How important do you think it is, you know, when stars like Kristen, Jonah, and Taraji come forward like this?
Well, I mean, we love it because, like we said, like it's a taboo still, unfortunately, in so many societies, circles, groups of people. And it's like when you have people that seemingly on the outside have it all together, like, you throw Kristen Bell up, Jonah Hill, Taraji P. Henson, and you're like, what's lacking in their lives? And it's like, that's the thing is like anxiety, depression, any kind of mental health, it doesn't care who you are, what you've done, where you've gone. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
So I love it.
And it's interesting because what you said is like all three of these people are comedians too, you know? It's a really good point.
It's a good outlet.
It is. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Been doing improv for a decade. It's still in therapy.
Oh, do you do improv? I didn't know you did improv. That's crazy.
You didn't?
I should come to a show.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I'll be there. I'll put it on my calendar.
Oh, great. Look at that.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and John Lloyd.
Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies, and a very happy Memorial Day.
See you on Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.